So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Body Balance November 2019 call. This is a call exclusively for members of Body Balance, and that includes our ERC members who get Body Balance as a bonus. And I'm excited to be here to just support you in whatever way I can. And I have a couple of things I want to go through. What I want to do is start with some celebrations, like what's something that you planned to do that you did do. I know you all have these monthly calls, or most of you have the monthly calls with Lynn, where you have your small group, and there's a lot of accountability that goes on there. And those in ERC don't get those calls. You get your own small group calls and our ERC calls. And what's something that you had planned to do and you did do? Or maybe something you didn't plan to do that you did do that was really health supportive. And I'd love to just go around really quickly, 30 seconds to a minute at most, and then we'll go around again and we'll talk about how I can support you, what health challenges you might be having. But also I want to share with you how you can continue, because this is actually our last official Body Balance call. And Lynn has been saying that a lot of you have been asking her, how do we continue this? You really like the group accountability and like these calls, and how can we continue that into the next year and continue to give you the support without you having to upgrade into ERC, which you can do come September again. July, August, September is when we start to enroll for that, but we don't take new people into that full year program. And a lot of people want that continuing support for a year. I know we had 9 months initially for Body Balance. And so we're looking at how can we support you continuing on with that. So anyway, and I have a couple of good ideas for that. But I first want to start with the celebrations and give people a chance to get on. And then we'll go through that. And then we'll go through what we have, how you have to support. Some places I know it's cold. We had this winter last week. I mean, it got cold for us, which went down into the 30s and 40s. And then we had summer, and it was in the 70s and 80s for like 5 or 6 days, which was lovely. And now today the high was 67 early this morning, and it's dropping down and supposed to be in the high of the 40s and 30s tomorrow. So we're in a place where the weather outside is frightful, as they say in that song. It's a Christmas song, because we never know what to expect. We wake up in the morning freezing, and by the end of the day, we're pulling off our clothes and, you know, turning on the air conditioning. And that doesn't make for very good health, because we don't dress properly. And there's a lot of that stress, that temperature stress. So I don't know how it is where you live, but I'd like to live in a place where it's always warm. That's me personally. But I don't. So I make the most of what I have, and I dream about Hawaii. And I also have a sauna. I have a far infrared sauna. And as soon as it gets chilly, like, that's what I do to warm up. I get in my sauna and I know I'm detoxing. And I have this really cool one that has like a desktop, so the top part of my body's out, so I could sit in it for hours and work on my computer, watch videos, read. So it's really kind of cool. So I like to do that multitasking. And there's Vanessa. Hi. So, and David just came on. Who else did I miss? Angela is there, but she's blacked out, so I don't know what that means. So let's start, and I'll start with in the order you guys are on the screen, and just in like 30 seconds to a minute, where you're at, what you're working on, and what's something that's, you know, that's good that's been happening. I love that we can focus on what's good, because here's the thing. Life throws us curveballs. I don't care who you are, where you are, life's going to throw you curveballs. And we have to be able to adjust to the curveballs. And for me, when I hear other people's curveballs, I'm really grateful for my curveballs, right? And, you know, sometimes those things can be, you know, really get us down. But sometimes it's just like, oh, my curveballs haven't been quite as bad as other people's, and I'm grateful. The other thing that I just realized, it reinforced again over the last few days. I was at a seminar. It's kind of a retreat, and it's a energy clearing and, you know, emotional kind of thing, where you get in touch with some of the blocks that you have. And it was an awesome class. It was meant to teach people how to do this work, but also to get in touch with your own blocks. And one of the things that I came to be reminded of is that I can look back on almost every bad thing that's happened to me that I, of course, judged as bad at the time, and it was very painful, as, oh my gosh, if that didn't happen, then this wouldn't happen. And, knowing what I know now, if I could go back, I would repeat it. I would not choose a different alternative. That may not always be the case, but like a lot of the really bad things that have happened to me have had good outcomes. But at the time when you're in pain, the good outcomes don't seem at all apparent until later. So I just offer that as an approach to if you're in a situation where some bad things happen and, oh my God, somebody wrote in their whole thing. And I'm like, holy cow, that's a lot of bad stuff to have happened all in a row. And yet still she was coming through it. I know someday I'll look back on this and understand why, but right now it's pretty devastating. So I just want to put my heart out to yours. If you are in the situation where there are some negative things happening in your life that I want to support, we want to support you in that and also support you in helping you to understand that those dark days often lead to an opening in the clouds. So, and there's Jenny. Hi, Jenny. So I'm going to start with Elizabeth. For those of you who just came on, we're just going to do a quick, like 30-second, what's something good? What are you working on right now health-wise? And what's something you want to celebrate? So Elizabeth.
Okay. I pretty much got through the sweet spot and now I'm about halfway through on the adrenals. And that's probably been my main thing that I recognize over the many decades that I've needed to work on. But it's good that I feel like working on the digestion and sugar has helped get me in the right space to do more work on the adrenals. But the other good thing to celebrate is that I've started gaining some weight back. So I'm real happy about that. So yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations. Good job. Yeah. And you're right in pointing that out, that if we just try to work on the adrenals, but the blood sugar and the digestion and our stress level is contributing to that, we do have to work on those things because you can be taking all the adaptogenic herbs you can and it isn't going to fix the problem. So good that you recognize that. Thank you. Carol, hi. I'm going to unmute you. Oops. It didn't let me unmute you. So try unmuting yourself.
Oh,
where are you? Okay. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Okay. Well, I just came back from Austin 2 weeks ago. So, she's like, oh, you should have seen Dr. Rita Marie. I didn't know you was having a little thing. But anyway, I'm just trying to still, I got my test results back the last time I talked to Lynn. So, and then hopefully we can go over that. But anyway, I'm just trying to do what she says to be mindful and to take care of Carol and to incorporate more greens, drinks, because even though I eat a lot of greens, I wasn't incorporating a lot of smoothies. And just to try to see and reset my balance, my digestive system.
Yeah. Again. And you can get in a whole lot more greens, so, like drink them when you eat them. You do right?
So, yeah. So anyway, so other than that, I'm just working on my sleep still.
Well, yeah, sleep is one of those things we'll talk a little bit more about. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Diana looks like she's at her stove, so I'll wait unless she wants to talk. Okay, Diana. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy. I'm washing dishes, eating lunch, fixing happy tea, and getting ready for the next go-round. So I just want to visit with everybody and hear everybody else's successes. I don't really have any big issues. I'm doing great, making adjustments, actually decreasing some of the things I've been taking as supplements because I don't need them anymore.
Yay, that's a big celebration.
Yeah, big celebration. Tomorrow I'm going to be a little bit late to the ERC, the lab retreat, because I'm going to be going and getting my labs drawn. But I will join you
when you get there. Okay. So well, you'll be just observing because your labs won't be done in time anyway to get.
Yeah. I don't have any for tomorrow.
You'll do the next one, the 2 weeks.
I'll just be visiting and sharing. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Go, guys.
Yay. Angelica. Angelica's on our team. Angela. Go for it. I can't see you, but
I'm on. Okay. I had some dental work done today, so my face is all kind of twisted up and numb. So
you covered it up. I don't blame you.
Yeah. So I started Body Balance really strong, and then life got in the way, and so I've kind of come in and out of it throughout the time, but I have incorporated the Gut Rejuvenator every day. I can tell a huge difference when I have that. and green smoothies. I have at least one huge green smoothie every day, either for breakfast or for my lunch.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to hear about how we can continue. So
awesome. Yay. Yeah, I'm excited to share. So thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Sandra, I don't know if she's at work, so I don't know if she's going to say anything.
Yeah, I can see.
Oh, you can.
Okay, hello. Hello, everybody. My celebrations is I started on Monday. I got detox. And I will also do a liver cleanse along with it.
Good. Are you going to do that one with Isabel?
Yeah.
Good. I think I'm going to do that too. I haven't
decided. All right.
But I think I'm going to do it. Yay. Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
For those of you who don't know, one of our certified nutritional endocrinology practitioners runs a liver detox and a liver cleanse. You know, the kind where you drink the olive oil and you pass stones and all that. But she does it in a way that I believe is a safe way, like because they check in with you every single day and they guide you through it every step of the way. And they also work on the emotional detox as well, because the liver is super important. Like, there's so much emotion around liver stuff and detox, and they help you with that. So if anybody wants information about that, I can get you the link. I don't remember it. You are Cindy. Okay. All right, Cindy. I don't know it off the top of my head. I did. If you guys go to my Facebook page, Dr. Rita Marie Facebook page, last Thursday, Halloween, actually, I did a Facebook Live with Isabel, and we put the link in there to sign up. But she talked about like the stones and the myths and a lot of stuff that, you know, because it's just so much controversy over those sorts of things. So if you're interested, you can go to the Facebook, Dr. Rita Marie Facebook page, and then just watch that. But I'll get that link. I know how to look it up. I don't memorize things very well. All right. So Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
With my test results, it came back that my cortisol levels were extremely high in the morning. And so you had recommended AdrenaCom, and mm-hmm. I did look into it, but it contains valerian, which I can't take.
Okay.
So I did talk to my naturopath about it, and they have a product called Cortisol Buster that they compound.
Oh, nice.
They have it compounded, and it's in capsules, and they have it for their patients. And it has made a world of difference to me.
Beautiful.
Before, you know, like my mornings, I had to, that was when I did my exercise and tried to get anything done, because in the afternoon, I just really slumped and I was just incapable of doing anything. And now I don't even feel like I need that rest in the afternoon. I feel like a whole new person.
Awesome. I'm so excited. And it's really cool that they have one that they compound, because then it can be customized for you. So awesome. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just have to figure out now how long I need to take this. You know, what signs would I look for that?
Okay. Let's talk about that on the next go around, because I have ideas. Because I don't think there is a set amount of time, but like you said, what do you look for to know? Yeah.
Yeah. Could you also talk about jet lag? I'm just back from holidays. And awake at 2 a.m. every day.
Where'd you go?
Portugal. And we're on the coast. So it's 8 hours difference.
And it's a big difference. That happened to me when I came back from Italy. But yeah, we'll talk about that. There's that whole military.
And I just wanted to say thank you for putting that addition onto the last recording.
Oh, yeah. And I apologize for not remembering to do it during, but I was able to actually focus more after and really go into more detail. So I'm glad that was good.
I'll work on that now that I'm home. And it's very nice actually having it separate. You didn't have to try and figure out where in the recording it was.
That's what I was figuring. It's like, you know, usually I try to do those at the beginning, but I don't always remember to do it in the beginning. So you don't have to go through. And it is a pain to have to try to go through and go, where did she talk about that?
Yeah. But now that I'm home from holidays, I can go right to it and work on it.
Perfect. Yay. And I'm so glad that made a difference, because that was kind of what I was suspecting, that there was something going on with the cortisol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. David.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good day.
One of my celebrations was having the honor of giving away the bride. Flew across the country to do so and met a lot of the family. Very exciting.
Was that like your sister or
a good friend from partner dancing?
Beautiful.
She met her love of her life. Another celebration is that I've been successful in rehydrating and starting to sweat again, which comes with some discomfort, but
you know, the alternatives are not pretty, right?
Right. I was getting pretty worried. Rehydration drops, increasing fat and salt intake, I think are the things. I've uploaded my Dutch test and posted a question in the question answer form. And I have a hard stop at 2:30, if that makes any difference.
2:30, what time zone are you on?
Right. An hour and a quarter from now.
Okay, an hour and a quarter from now. For me, it was an hour and a quarter ago.
Yes.
Okay, good. No problem. All right, great. Thank you.
And I was in Australia both ways, major jet lag. And I get cold symptoms a day after I'm on the plane, or even with the length of the plane ride to Australia, got it on the plane. Mm-hmm. Or London. And I'm actually managing to learn to deal with those pretty effectively. So
great. That's another celebration.
Six long plane rides already this year. another one coming.
Australia is pretty far.
So, yeah.
12 hours or something you're on the plane?
16 to Sydney.
16 to Sydney. Oh, my.
But I upgraded to the upper deck and had lots of space. And I hydrated ridiculously because the restroom was right next to me.
Good. I'm glad you were able to do that, because it's just so common to get dehydrated on a flight like that. And that is part of what contributes to jet lag, of course. You know, going across time zones is huge. Really cool book I've been reading called The Circadian Code. You might be interested in that, Sharon, and anybody else who does that kind of travel. But he talks about how even in general in our life, just being off by an hour or two each day of what we normally would do, it's like jet lag, but it's like always having jet lag. So it's a really interesting book. I haven't finished reading it yet, or listening. I always listen.
But excellent. Thank
you. Awesome. Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Good to see you.
So pretty big stuff around here that I've been talking about feels like forever. Yeah. So my biggest issues were weight gain. I had gained 65 pounds in a year, a lot of stress, cortisol. I have my Dutch test I'd love feedback on today. But I made a major decision about a month ago and decided to shut down my coaching business after 8 years and just give myself like spaciousness. So I'm exclusively doing sales for clients, which is a way less stressful role and way more profit. And after making that decision, I have like in the last 2 weeks lost 15 pounds.
Whoa. I
have, gotten off coffee. I've had the last 3 nights I've slept, I've actually had dreams, which before I was always waking up at 1 to 3 to 4 o'clock without, and then having to go back to sleep. And it was interesting. I went to yoga last night and my instructor, she's like, Vanessa, it seemed like at some point, like you came in and she goes, I noticed it was like the lights just had been shut off. Like you had just been completely like drawn in. And now I see you coming back out again. And I was like, girl, that was so what happened. Cause I had an adrenal crash 3 years ago, for those of you who don't know, because I told my husband, I just feel like I've been trying to like, I just want to hide. Like I'm so conscious of my energy depletion. And we went to Paris 2 weeks ago. I walked 8 miles, 2 days, which like in the past, like a year ago, I was in tears about taking my kids to Spain. Cause I was like, I'm just going to want to stay in the Airbnb and sleep and rest all day. And I'm going to be a drag to my own family. And I was actually walking. It's just like, it's significant. I'm doing intermittent fasting successfully. I'm doing keto. It's all been blood sugar regulation stuff, all the sweet spot But for like the first time, I'm actually able to stay with it. I think because of the emotional shifts and energetic shifts, and stress, reduction. And so I finally am getting hints, and it's actually put me in tears several times, like little hints of like the old Vanessa. So, I'm so hopeful, and I'm like, I really think that by March or by the summertime, like I can be back to fitting into my own clothes and moving comfortably again. So it's super exciting. I have like way more hope and enthusiasm and like joy than I have had for a long time.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. I remember the conversation we had, and it was challenging, but it's so cool that you had a solution that wasn't going to be like, okay, the family's going to suffer this big income drop, that you figured out like the stuff I'm really good at, I can make more money at without having to sacrifice everything. And you can go back to your other and build your empire later when your kids are not needing you so much and when your body's back to vibrant. So I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. And Lynn, she's been remarkable.
That's great. Because I remember, you know, when we met at Leap and all that, and you were, but I could see that you were.
I was on my downward path.
On your downward path.
I was like a month or two away from the big crash.
Yeah. Yeah. And it comes on quickly, and you come back slowly. So that's why a lot of what we do is to try to see that before or see that.
Oh, yeah. I see so many red flags that I missed or ignored.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't maybe see them, I ignore them. So it's been, you know, 3 years, probably. I think within the next year, I can like really get all this sorted. And, I feel fortunate. I feel like, oh my gosh, like it's working. Like I'm making the right choices that are making the right moves for me, especially I anticipate I'll go into premenopause within the next several years. So I'm happy to get this sorted on this side of it. So yeah. I'm really delighted.
Because what people don't realize, menopause, those of you who have been through menopause or on the verge of it, holy cow, if you can get yourself in balance before hitting menopause, it's so much easier to make it through. But if you're out of balance and then you go through menopause, so I tell people, you know, preparation for menopause starts when you're in your 20s and 30s, not when you're in your late 40s about to hit it, right? And so some of us, you know, didn't quite have that opportunity. And so then you have to, then you have to kind of make up for it, right? But the more and more, and the more you can be a model for younger folks to say, you know what, you should start taking care of yourself now. So this is perfect because you will be able to then host the menopause.
Oh, and interestingly, this is another big celebration is during the adrenal fatigue crash, I had a breast exam and they found crystallizations in my breast, which they've been monitoring every 6 months. And at my last visit, they're like, you're clear to go. You're good for like, you know, your regular mammograms. Like you're not on, I don't know what they call it. Like monitoring.
Watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing how the body just gets itself, does all these things when you identify and then make those changes, whether the change needs to be like for you, this basic stress thing, but then recovering your body from there, or, you know, some other piece, whether it's been a nutritional imbalance for decades that you thought you had covered, but your stomach acid was low or whatever. So I'm super excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all your support.
You're welcome. Jenny.
Hi. There are several great things to celebrate, but the one that I guess I would choose is to talk about is I just seem to have turned a real corner regarding feeling overwhelmed and confused about kind of the path that I should take. There are just so many things I think in the ERC that caused me like to try to figure out what to take advantage of, you know, what I should be doing first, and with your help, Rita Marie. And I think that after I made a couple of hard decisions that I've been able to refocus, and with the help of that chronometer that you had suggested I try and the Keto Mojo, I've actually started getting this really interesting perspective on what's happening inside of me with blood sugar levels and stuff. And I'm just kind of blown away and shocked by it sometimes. But it has given me a sense of gaining some kind of control back. And actually understanding maybe some of the stuff that you just can't see if you don't have some sort of ability to look at your chemistry and what's happening on, because we are so different, and that you really can't know, or you can't, there's no one thing fits everyone, one diet, one life, you know, you have to try to start making choices. So now I feel like I actually have some direction, which of course has been inspired by you and with your help and support. And I feel as though this past week has been a tremendous gift, and I'm out exercising. I also have lost like 5 to 6 pounds. And it's a real positive turnaround. And now I also have spent way more time trying to investigate various things. And instead of that causing me to feel overwhelmed, I actually just feel hopeful and excited. So.
Oh, wow. That really warms my soul to hear, right? Because it can be overwhelming when we start to change and we don't know where to turn. And, you know, there's this and there's that. So that simple measurement thing, for those of you who don't know Chronometer, it's an online app. You can do online. You can do it on a phone. And it connects very quickly, actually. You can type it online and then it's very quickly on your phone. And as you're eating things, you can just type them in. And when I first started recommending it, people would say, yeah, but it has all this garbage food on there. It doesn't have the stuff we eat or that you recommend. And now it has even down to Coco-Yo coconut yogurt, all the flavors, right? Chia seed, pork, it has everything on there. So you just go in there and you choose from the lists and you say, oh, I had a half a cup of this and 2/3 of a cup of that. And it tells you exactly what nutrients you have and what nutrients you need to focus more on. And even more so than that, what nutrients are in the foods you're currently eating. Like it says, oh, you're low in copper, you're low in magnesium. You can actually look and say, oh, well, these 5 foods I'm already eating, and if I just ate half a cup more of this and a quarter cup more of that, I'll get my thing without having to add some, you know, totally new and foreign foods. And of course you can do the totally new and foreign foods as well. So I love it. And you can also put in your ketones and your blood sugar, and you can actually see the correlation between this meal and what was your ketones and what was your blood sugar. So I'm loving the app. The Gold is what I recommend. It's $35 a year. So it's very worthwhile to get that.
Because there is the free version, but the free version doesn't have the advantages that the Gold, Chronometer Gold has. So I would recommend, it's well worth the money. And I also love that you can even put your own recipes into it, and it breaks down the nutritional value of anything that you want. And you can bar scan items and they automatically go into it. And they wait to verify it, but they will verify other foods. So the more you add, like if you find something and you put in your own, the barcode off of it, eventually it becomes in their registry of foods. So okay. I was very resistant to it because I thought, oh, what a pain to like put everything in there. But I'm so happy that I did, because it is just really opening a window, even to water, right? I was listening to David say he was rehydrating. Well, you even can add your water, and you can set your own goals, right? So if you set your own how much you want to drink in a day, you set that level, and then it adjusts to what you want to do and what your goals are. So yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's not that hard to do now, because you can just start to type, and especially after you've done it for a few days, it has your favorites, and all you're doing is like, oh yeah, that one, and it makes life real easy. It's much easier than, the form I gave you in the body balance, the thing, because it's there. And I've, years over the years, I'm like, there's no one good one.
And I have to say too, the other thing that I loved about it was that what was missing, I thought, like compared to the form that you had, was being able to comment on how you feel. But you can add a note anywhere you want that actually comes up in your diary. So if you're not feeling good and you want to take note, or there's something like, oh, I exercised, but afterwards my blood level you can see was this and I don't understand it, you record all of that and it just all shows up chronologically in your diary. So it's invaluable.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're doing it. I know there's always resistance when I ask people to do it, but I'm so happy to hear your response to it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, Cindy. Hi. Unmute.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm working on my digestion still and blood sugar and my elimination diet. I'm going to be doing a stool test here pretty soon. I'm encouraged that I'm not discouraged. This isn't a trend for me. I feel like I've stayed the course. I've been, present, and I'm just excited that it's not something I've lost interest in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's okay, I've done this, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm so still really into that, and I know that it's what I want to do, and I want to just persevere and keep pushing through all the life things that come my way. I have backslidden a little on diet, but I'm determined to get back, and I know that I will. I still struggle with weight, but I have lost since I started. I've lost 35 pounds, but I've gained probably, I don't know, I haven't gotten on the scale in a while. I had my daughter's wedding and all that stuff. So it's not an excuse, it's just what happens.
It's life though, right? And then the more that those things come up, the more you learn, this isn't what I really want. I don't want to be walking around because I went to my daughter's wedding. How can I do things differently next time? And it's a learning process, right? We didn't start out, we went to kindergarten and then first grade, and we didn't learn algebra in kindergarten. We had to build it up and build it up before we were ready to learn algebra. And the same thing with these health things, depending on and how much emotional attachment's there.
Right, absolutely. That's one thing too that I've realized too, that I just love everything I'm learning. I do have a great, because my whole focus was my immune system because I was getting sick so much. Mm-hmm. I got a sore throat about a month ago and it did not turn into a cold. And that for me is huge.
That's huge.
I was so excited. Because I was so disappointed and so upset, thinking here I go again. But I got a cold sore, but I didn't get a cold, so I feel like it was trying to come, and it didn't. And I resolved the cold sore quickly too.
Good.
So I was super encouraged by that.
I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for everybody because it is. A lot of times we go and do these 6-week programs and we expect, and it really does a jump start. And for some people, there's a quick response. For other people, there's a whole re-education.
Yeah, and it really is. It really is.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Carol, I saw you there a little bit ago. Oh, no, Carol, you did. I did get you, right? I did get you. You just changed position on the screen. I'm looking to see. I saw Jay come on a few minutes ago. Now I'm not seeing him. I'm looking to see who else is here that I don't see. Diana was there. Jenny, Lynn. Oh, Lynn's driving. I just got to spend like 6 days with Lynn. We were at the same thing that I was at this. She was at the same thing that I was at, this energetic, emotional mastery kind of program. And it was really cool. But she's on the way home to Iowa from 80 degree Texas while she was here up to Iowa. Who knows how much below zero it might be by now. Rose, I didn't hear from Rose. Do you have anything you want to share, Rose? And I saw Jay on a little while ago, but I don't see him anymore. Rose, anything? No? She might be in a place where she can't talk. So Vanessa, Sandra, do you want to see, should we talk to Sandra? I talked to, yep. Rose, I haven't heard from. Jenny, I heard from Elizabeth, Diana, David, Cindy, Carol. Carol, are you on twice? Are you the same as, maybe she's on once on the phone and once on, oh yeah, once on the phone and then once on here. Beverly, how about Beverly? Are you in a position where you can speak?
I'll try to, yes.
There you are. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There I am. Okay, it's working. you're sharing some wins?
Yeah, wins.
Okay. My most recent biggest win is I did some kind of food sensitivity testing, which I had been sort of resistant to. I was just trying to eat more healthy, quote unquote. And I had tried to go gluten-free and I thought I was doing a pretty good job. The testing did show I'm sensitive to that. So that was not a surprise. I did want to leave dairy totally because I had a bad, I know that like ice cream was my main issue with that emotional eating kind of ice cream and just couldn't give it up. But the testing showed I'm definitely sensitive to casein. So I don't know what clicked in my head, but after I got that test back, it was like, no, this is really not good. I already knew it wasn't good, but like, I don't know what happened. It said to me, you know, you cannot have this. So I let it go. And it's been it's been 2 months now, but I think in just in 1 month, I lost 15 pounds just by not having that, you know, and I didn't have any other dairy. It was only that. So I was just surprised that something in my brain shifted, allowing me to let it go. And I haven't had problems. I mean, I had like cravings for it for like 3 weeks. I think it took of me struggling for not eating the sugar and the ice cream, but now I'm fine. Yeah, I don't even crave it.
Good for
so
you.
That's
confirmation. I find that not unique in that. Like I can be telling someone this, that, and then when they see it on paper, they go, "Oh,
yeah."
Like, it's like, I'll save you money. Let's not bother with these tests. Like I could just tell you what's going on. Mostly,
exactly.
You need to see it.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the gluten and the dairy, because there's such an emotional attachment. You don't want to believe it.
Right.
Oh, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's the sugar. It's not the dairy. Maybe it's the this. Maybe it's the that. And then when you see it on paper, same thing with genetic testing. You know, I love to do the genetic testing because I maybe say, you know, you really should be avoiding these heterocyclic amines in charbroiled meats and curry sauce, or you should be avoiding these particular toxins. And people go, yeah, they're bad for me. And then when they see the genes, and gluten too, I've had people go, oh, you're right. I really do need to let go of this gluten because my genes, it's like hard-coded in me that this isn't going to work well for me. And it makes this shift. It just helps you make that shift to say, yeah. And then when you get the 15 pounds in 2 weeks back and you feel better, you go, okay, So congrats.
Yeah, huge. So I think a big shift in inflammation for me or something like that. I'm not sure. Yeah. But yeah, definitely I feel so much better. So I'm thankful for that.
So I'm going to share my approach to ice cream. If you really are hooked on ice cream and you're trying to shift from it. I had it today. I hadn't had it last week because it got cold here. And who wants ice cream when it's 30 degrees outside? Not me anyway. So I went back and did it today. Maybe some of you do. You put on the heater and then you eat your ice cream. But I basically make this protein powder ice cream. And I put in the blender some protein powder, whatever choice you have. And then I'll do some flavorings. Maybe sometimes it's vanilla. Sometimes it might be chocolate. If you're okay with blood sugar wise, you can throw some blueberries in there, whatever it is that you want to put in there. And then you put ice cubes in the blender. And the ice cubes in the blender. Is not muted, but I don't see anybody here. It looks like it. So that's better. Sounded like I was echoing. Oh, Rose. Rose, I'll get you in a second. Oh, and okay. Get you in a second, Rose. So basically I put the ice cubes in the blender. I put frozen zucchini because it gives it a creaminess. So go to the store, buy a bunch of zucchini, cut it up into little circles, throw it in your freezer. Okay, so I throw that in. You don't have to, but it makes it creamier. I've done it with just the ice cubes and it's a little more crystalline. And then I put the protein powder in. For me, I love it chocolate. I always muscle test myself to see if chocolate's going to be okay. And sometimes it's not. So I just do vanilla. And I put the powdered cacao, raw cacao. And then I put in something fatty. So today it was a handful of macadamia nuts. Sometimes it's some coconut. Sometimes it's hemp seeds. Sometimes walnuts, whatever. And I'll throw that in there just because it gives it a creaminess. You don't need a lot. And then I put a little bit of water, not a lot, and I put it in the Vitamix and I take the thing and go bam, bam, bam. And then it makes it smooth and creamy. I think I have a picture. I'll post it I'm going to put a note to myself. I took a picture of it a couple of weeks ago and it was like, it looks like ice cream. So I'm sitting there going, I'm eating this bowl of blended zucchini with protein powder and it tastes like chocolate ice cream. How much better can it get? For me, like, because ice cream's my thing, right? And, you know, I could still eat my ice cream, but I'm getting my protein powder. And sometimes I put other herbs in there. So I might put in some ashwagandha or some cordyceps or, you know, something along those lines. If I was struggling with an immune thing, so I was putting in last week, it was like, I felt like that, like Cindy, like I felt like this cold was trying to get me. And so I put in a little vitamin C powder and some quercetin powder. And I put that in there because they're good anti-inflammatory. So it's like, what, you know, what's my body in the mood for? Hey, I need to have some good stamina and cordyceps is good for stamina. Or if you feel like your lungs are getting gunky, right? And cordyceps is great for that. So, and in the adrenal part, if you want to know more about some of these herbs, there's a whole big booklet on the different herbs and some of the things they do, some of the adaptogens. Anyway, and then I just eat it and I'll, you know, put enough of like chocolate stevia. Like, you know, I use these little bottles of this one's vanilla, but the sweet drop stevia, or I'll put some Lohan in there. Some vanilla extract. I got this really cool vanilla extract at Mexico, which is water extracted. So there's no alcohol in there even. And then just enjoy it. Right. And I'm still full. That was all I've eaten today. I did that at about noon. It's almost 4 now. And I am stuffed from that. So, hey, you know, good stuff. So I just thought I'd share that. Thank you for that, Beverly. So Alexis, I talked to Angela. I talked to Beverly. We did, right? Beverly, did we do you, Beverly? Okay. Yes, that was you. How could I forget? Carol, we did. Cindy, we did. David and Diana and Rose was the only other one here. And Lynn, I'll unmute you in case you want to say hi to once I talk to Rose. You there?
Yeah.
Hi. What's up?
Hi. I'm kind of falling down. I felt like I was doing a lot better. And then I just hit a glitch in the road, and the last couple of weeks, my savings account was hacked into and it's gone. Ugh. And so I'm really on stress overload, and I had lost like 4 inches off my waist, and my waist measurement is back where it was, and I'm up 14 pounds, and I'm really unhappy. And I know that some of it is stress and some of it is, you know, my eating habits.
Right. Well, stress affects your eating habits, doesn't it?
Yeah. And okay. I go to bed because I'm tired and I'll fall asleep. But in 2 hours, I'll be up and then I don't go back to sleep. And then I come out to the couch and lay down for a while. And then I go back to bed. And today I lost my checkbook. So I just kind of feeling like I don't really care anymore, but I do.
Yeah, you're feeling like you don't care, but you know you do.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that have happened, a lot of bad things that have happened, and there are definitely things that would stress anybody out, losing your checkbook and having your savings account hacked into, right? So in your body, there's a place where you might feel it. Is there a place where you feel like this stress or tension from this?
My stomach and my bowels. My stomach feels upset, and I have diarrhea now because I'm upset.
Yeah.
And
can you put your hands over your your stomach?
Yeah.
There. Okay. So is this something that's happened to you in the past where when you get upset, that's the part that it affects?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an old pattern, right? And it's a go-to programmed into your nervous system, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Because that's what usually happens. If I get really upset about something, then my stomach is really upset.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
I'm not vomiting. I just feel kind of like I'd like to, but I'll lay as still as a statue to not throw up because I just hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just really need to relax somehow. And I turned in my, forms, and, Lynn was so good to email me back because I didn't receive the attachments for them, but
mm-hmm.
I have them now, thanks to Lynn. Good. My insulin resistance is at 67%.
Yeah.
And my low thyroid is at
63.
Mm. And my hours of sleep is at 67, and my often wake up is at 67. And so what I am doing for myself is I went to the gym Monday. I went Tuesday, and I'm going tomorrow.
Awesome.
I signed up for classes, so I'm just going to go try to, do some aerobic exercise. And the other days I'm walking. I have two dogs, and so I've been out walking with them.
So here's what I want to do. I want to acknowledge that you're feeling pretty stressed here, but look at the steps you've taken. In spite of feeling your stomach's upset, you're upset, bad things have happened, you've stepped past that. And taking steps that you know will be helpful. So I just want to acknowledge that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the support to help you through this, right? We can't replenish your bank account. We can't find your checkbook for you, right? But we can help you to keep that stress and frustration and anger and whatever other feelings there might be from turning inward and hurting you. And you have already made that step. You've already decided. And that's a biggie. And so going back to like this whole thing going around was like, what's a success? So from my perspective, what I just heard, I just heard a success. And I would love to hear you put that in your own words and hear you, so that your subconscious hears it come out of your own mouth. So what has been your success, Rose?
Is that I'm trying to rise above it and go forward.
Yep.
And I'm doing that by choosing to exercise because it's a healthy thing for me to do, and I know it'll help my stress.
Awesome. And as you say that, as you hear yourself say that, what do you feel?
That I'm on the right path.
Yep. Awesome. And how does it feel to be on the right path?
It feels better because I don't want to wallow in it, but mm-hmm. It's really hard for me to talk about it. And I'm so disappointed at the weight that I regained.
Okay. So you don't want to, you feel, you know, you don't want to wallow in it. It's hard to talk about and you're disappointed in the weight you've regained. And you lost the weight in the first place, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So your body knows how, right? It knows how to do it. And right now you've been handed a curveball. And those things were outside of your control, at least on a conscious level, maybe on a spiritual plane or whatever it was. But no, you had some things that came your way. And your body went into autopilot. What do I do when I'm stressed? What do I turn to? I turn to emotional eating. I turn to not exercising. I just like get, turn inside and try to escape. But here's the deal. You just recognized it. And that's the first step of making a change, is becoming conscious of it. For how many decades have you been in this pattern of something goes wrong and you turn towards food?
A long time.
A long time. And guess what? You just recognized that pattern, got frustrated with the pattern, but decided to do something different this time. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you've gained back some of the weight, and now you're exercising. And what can you do to self-nurture? What can you do to self-soothe at this point, besides food? Is there something else you could think of that would soothe you?
Well, I did. Over the weekend, I took both my dogs to a dog show 4 hours from my house and actually had a pretty good time there. One of my dogs got best in show, and both of my dogs got 50 out of 100 points needed for a championship all in one weekend. So we did really good.
Wow. And so, as you tell that, I heard your voice get higher, right? I heard like a lilt in your voice, right?
Yeah.
And if I could see you, I might see your face and see some, you know, expression. But it sounds like you have some pride in that. And that gave you joy.
It did.
Yeah.
And it was good to just get away from home and not be just sitting in the house. And
yeah,
that's what I've been trying to accomplish too, on going out for walks and going to the gym, is that I'm making myself get out.
Yeah. You're making yourself get out, and there's some joy that's coming back as a result of that. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like feeding your subconscious. Like, look, if I deal with stress by going and just eating, after that, I feel kind of mad, would you say?
Yeah.
Angry with yourself, disappointed with yourself.
I am.
Right. But instead, if I do something with the dogs, go out and exercise, then how do you feel?
Better.
Better. Can you give it a word? Like, better is comparative. Can you give it how would you describe that feeling?
I don't know. Happier?
Happier? Are you able to say happy versus happier?
I'm trying to get there.
Okay. You're on the way to there. Okay. So happier. We'll take happier. Right? So the feedback to that subconscious is, I can either eat when I feel things have gone my way wrong and feel worse. Because then you're like, this bad thing happened and now I gained 14 pounds. Or you can do something that's joyful, like take the dogs to a show, take a walk, and I can feel happier. Okay. And the more your subconscious gets that feedback, the easier it's going to be for you. to make the new choice.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling very impressed with what you've done. And I want to acknowledge you. Even if you're not ready to acknowledge yourself for like, wow, I really did a good job here. I personally think you've done a really good job here.
She showed up for the call. I want to say that.
Thank you.
You didn't have to. She could have hidden and sad. And I think that is amazing. I just had to interject that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for acknowledging that, because that's true. You could have said, oh my God, I screwed up. I gained all this weight. I'm going to go hide. So you're coming out of an old pattern.
Well, it's important to me. Yeah. I made a commitment when I started, and I just feel bad that I fell down.
Okay. What do you do when you're a kid and you fall down?
Get back up.
You get back up. And as an adult, when we fall down, we forget how natural that was to just stand back up. Because if we did when we were kids learning to walk, what we do as adults, we'd still be crawling.
Right? Yep.
Right? So I say congratulations, Rose. Right? You are on the right track. And the more things you do that emphasize that, the easier it's going to get. And like Cindy said, you came to the call. You didn't hide, even though that you wanted to hide.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to admit my failure, but I need to.
Yeah. What a big...
I need to take responsibility for it, because nobody else did it. I did.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. I'm celebrating with you. With you, Diana.
I know that this is our last call today, but is our program done now?
Yeah. So thank you for leading me right into that. Diana, I think, wanted to say something, and then I'll lead into what the next steps would be. Yeah.
I'm kind of like Cindy. I just want to acknowledge that you did something that was like super, super hard to do, and you didn't have to do it. I just want to honor you for that and thank you. We've all had our turn at falling flat on our faces and have life hit us with bricks. But it's very, very hard to get in front of a group of people that are kind of strangers and to actually to pour your heart out like you just did. And I just thank you for
it
that.
It is.
Yeah. I've done it a few times myself, and I felt like a fool at the time, but it was so healing. And I thank you for the stories you just told. I just totally commiserate with you. But I want to also say one other thing. I used to show dogs too. Congratulations. Oh my gosh. Best in show. Holy cow. You'd have to pull me down off a cloud.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is. Because both of my dogs also got best of breed.
Yeah.
I have a male and a female. And I got a best female. And I got a best male.
Oh, fantastic.
We walked away with probably about 10 ribbons this weekend.
That's fantastic. Where was the show? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I live in Michigan, and it was in Whitmore Lake, which is by Ann Arbor.
Fantastic. Wow, congratulations. What breed?
Shelties.
Oh, my gosh. That's the breed I showed. I finally finished one.
Cool.
It's not an easy breed. That's a double congratulations.
Awesome.
Wow, fantastic. So thank you so much, Rose, for sharing that. Double congratulations on it's a huge win, what you just put out. It's hard to do that, and it is going to be very healing for you. And I will send you lots of prayers and definitely good wishes. Thank you.
And I just thought you didn't know.
I don't feel ready to leave the program yet.
Okay, so you don't have to, okay? So I want you to see how this infected. Look at Cindy. Look at Diana. Listen to their voices, right? You really touched something in all of us, right?
Yep.
So this is why it's so important to come to these calls and share, whether you're up or down, right? Sharing with others helps you and helps others say, Yeah, so you give everybody that encouragement. So I thank you for that.
Thank you.
So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to open Lynn's line. I don't know. She's driving and she may have something she wants to say, but she can't reach out and unmute her phone. So I'm going to see if that's the case. And if not, then we'll know that she's not in a position. So Lynn, your line's unmuted if you want to say anything.
I'm almost having a hard time talking because the joy I feel with all of you is, it fills me up. I feel so honored to be amongst all of you. I have sure people driving by think I'm an idiot because of this huge smile on my face, and I find myself. And I couldn't have more of a pleasurable feeling than if you were my own children and you had all these wonderful wins and awarenesses and celebrations. And thank you for sharing your life with me. That's really all I can think to say.
Thank you. And thanks for listening in spite of the fact that you're on this 18-hour drive. So that, to me, shows lots of commitment and love. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So what I want to do, I saw Kathleen come on. Do you have a quick share for us on, we were doing celebrations. Yeah. Oops. Let me unmute you. I thought you were unmuted. There you go. You're unmuted.
Okay, good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, good. Yes, actually, I have a big, I think it's a big celebration. For the first time in 4 years since I had the spinal cord injury, not consistently, but a few times, my blood sugar has been down in the 80s.
Whoa!
Well, and for 4 years, it wasn't like that. So I'm thrilled. It means a lot of the stuff I'm doing is right.
Yeah.
So,
yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome to hear because I know how hard you've been working on this.
I'm still dealing with the high blood sugars at night, but I'm trying some different stuff. So. I just know that if I keep trying stuff, I'll find the right thing.
Yeah. And it clearly there's something that's going right. And right. It's just,
yeah. What I wanted to say is that now I feel like this H. pylori that I had is truly gone. And that may also have contributed to lower blood sugars because overall they're lower. So even at night. So I'm happy about that.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. So we'll go back around and do whoever has. I know a couple of you said Vanessa and David maybe said that you had some tests and whoever else has that. But what I do want to do is address the issue of Rose said, I don't want to end, you know, and a lot of people have shared that with Lynn that you don't want to end. So what we've decided to do is to create an annual membership for you guys that you can move into. So for a whole year, you can get continued support. And I'll put up a screen share of what it is and you can go right there and do it. That you can get an additional year of support. You'll have access to the site and all the resources. And you'll still get access to these calls once a month, to the office hours calls once a month, to the calls with Lynn, the small group calls once a month. Those of you in ERC get your smaller group calls and your other calls, but so it's just for the body balance only people, and you in ERC don't have to sign up for anything more. You just in, right? You automatically get it. But in addition, there'll be a few other bonuses. So what I want to do is just do a quick share. You can go to drritamarie.com/bodybalanceannual. drritamarie.com/bodybalanceannual. And I'm looking for it right now. I had it a few minutes ago. Let's see. Oh, wait, this thing got in my way. Okay. Here it is. Okay. So this is what you'll see. Can you see my share? Yeah. So this is what you'll see. Annual membership renewal. As you recall, when you signed up at first, it was 9 months. So we're doing a whole year because I think a whole year is great. And it's basically a year and a month because we don't have another call like this in December, but we will have an office hours call in December. And if Lynn's open to doing another round of the small groups in December, we will. Otherwise, we'll just have that. And then starting in January, the whole set of calls. So everything that you got initially, the whole membership site, all the modules, you'll still have access to. You'll get 12 months of these group sessions. Mostly they're with me, but there may be a time when I'm out of town and one of my certified practitioners will do it with you. Same thing with the office hours. Almost always I do it, but if I happen to be out of town, you're going to get one of these amazing practitioners. Then the small group integrations, those will still be with Lynn. If there's any reason she can't make it 1 month, it might be with one of our other certified coaches. But we really want to keep those very consistent because you develop a relationship, and those are the smaller groups where there's maximum, I think, 15 is what we do with those. And you can keep your same date and time. And if there's a need to switch it, you'll let us know. And then the Facebook group, which is what we call the on-demand coaching and support, the community coaching and support. In addition, all of the bonuses, you'll just get continued access to all the bonuses that you got before. But then we have some additional. So you'll have a choice of either signing up for the full year and paying $9.97, but you'll also be able to, I have to refresh this because there's a $97 a month. So for those of you who, you know, don't have the funds up front to do the full year, you can just pay by the month. It won't refresh. It should say 97 a month because that's what, here it is, 12 payments it did. 12 payments of 97. So it's a little bit more to do it that way. So you do save like $167 if you do the invest in full, but you also get some extra quick pay bonuses. The invest in full, we're going to give you a whole year of our vital community, which for the vital community, we usually, the value is $299.40 because it's $24.95 a month. We do offer it as a full year for $199. So basically it's a $200 that you're getting access to. That gives you access to additional calls plus the whole library of 8.5 years of monthly recipe demo, digital videos and recipe guides and all that. So we're going to throw that in as a bonus for those of you who do the full pay. And then the second one is when we do Sweet Spot again in the spring, you won't have to pay extra to be part of the live coaching with that. If you want to go through that again and get whatever bonuses we do and whatever live calls we do, we're going to give you that as well. So those are the two extra bonuses for doing the invest in full option. And I'm going to just throw this other one in there. For the first three of you who register, and again, drritamarie.com/bodybalanceannual. I'll put that in the chat. The first three of you are going to get a half an hour private coaching call with me. And the first 10 of you are going to get the 45-minute private coaching call with Lynn. You're going to get that extra support, you know, to just go over and maybe look at a lab or, you know, with me or whatever. So the first three, now the first three count in the first 10. So if you're one of the first three, you get half an hour with me and 45 minutes with Lynn. So you get both. And I'm going to just put that link in the chat. And I, you know, it's a whole year starting in January. So January till December of next year. And hopefully, you know, by then we'll have the same thing again if you want to just continue with us. Those people who do our energy recharge inner circle, that's a whole year of coaching, but there's a lot more to it. There's a lot of retreat days and all. But people just like to come back year after year just to continue to get that support. So we are going to open up to a new group to start in January. And the price has gone up. You guys mostly got in it at the first time we offered this investment, and the investment will go up when we offer that, probably offer that in late November or December to a new group. So and they won't have all these bonuses. So I really have enjoyed being with you guys. And so if you go to, let me stop the share, just drritamarie.com/, let me write it in. Hopefully I can type. I'm used to Lynn typing. She's good at that. RitaMarie.com/body Balance Annual. And that'll take you right to that page that I just gave you, right? And so, you know, like I said, if you do the full pay and you're one of the first three, then you're going to get the two extra, the call with me and the call with Lynn. If you're one of the first 10, you'll get that call with Lynn. And then you'll also get the year of vital. And the ERC people get the year of vital anyway. So there's nothing in here that you guys that are in ERC don't already have. Yeah, if you're ready. Oh, yeah, just let us know that. We'll make sure that we have to manually, there's this crazy software, doesn't have an easy way of doing it, but we'd manually go in and change your renewal date to whatever a year from the renewal date you already had in there would be. So we have to just know that, just, you know, write to us because it doesn't flag it, right? It doesn't say, oh, this person's already in. It would just give you the year. So let us know and we'll look up to see what your year is and we'll extend it. Right. Link doesn't work. Oh, Jesus. Body Balance Annual. Let's see. Scott said he was going to do it that way. Yeah, it does. So copy paste it into your browser because it did work for me. I just clicked it. It worked finally. Good. Okay. Yay. You're in. Yay. Looking forward to it. I hope you got in to be one of the first three and we'll get to talk in person. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I'm really excited to continue working with you guys who feel like you need to keep going. And for those of you who feel like you've got enough, then we're good. You know, I'm excited. We'll give you an extra year of access to the site. We usually let you have a year once you're finished to continue to access the site, but you won't have the extra coaching and the support. You won't be able to come to the calls unless you renew, because we have to cover our overhead with this. So I thank you. Who's in? Vanessa, yay. Awesome. So if you need to think about it, think about it. And David, yay. Glad to hear, yay. Looking forward to continue to work with you. So I want to, and are there any questions before I keep going on that, before I go back to whoever has some things we need support on? Anybody? Questions?
So yeah. I had a quick question. So I think I understood correctly. My calls have been once a month on Fridays at 1:00. I keep that time slot with Lynn. Okay.
Yeah, if something came up and that's not good anymore, then we'll change you, but we'll just keep you in the same time slots unless we hear from you and you say, yeah, it's going to be hard. What other time slots are
there? No, Lynn's been amazing. She's been a crucial part of this journey for me.
She really is. She really is. So we want to help you guys to support. And, you know, if the 997 all at once is a problem, then just 297 a month. Right. And just keep on going. It's a lot of support for 97 a month. Vanessa knows because she does coaching programs and she's like, woo. Right. Because mostly coaching programs are, you're not getting that much support for that kind of price. Yeah.
Do you count the first three if you just do the first month or do you have to do the 9?
It has to do the full pay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's incentivizing us, you know, cash flow the whole bit. Right. But we also wanted to make it easy for you. And we didn't offer this the first year. We did, I think we had a three pay or whatever. But we just thought that you can just, it'll make it easy to just continue and roll with it. And we're looking forward to it. So anybody else? Questions before we go to what support you need? Sharon? No? I thought you'd put your hand up, but maybe. Whoops, unmute. What'd you say?
Oh, I was writing at the same time you were talking. Okay. Did you say that our current membership that we have, we do have access to that information for a year?
You'll have access to the information for a year, right.
We have access to the website.
To the website for another year. And then, you know, if you
want. But we don't have the coaching and we don't.
You won't have the coaching and the support, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, David. Okay, David has to leave in 15 minutes. So let's, you said you had your Dutch test. So let me look for your Dutch test. Did you submit it somehow? Because I didn't get any emails, but I have, usually they put them on my hard drive. So I'll just find it there. David. Hello. I have this computer that supposedly is one of these like super high powered, meant for gaming, and it just like drags. So I am going to have to get somebody in to clean it out. So I'm opening it up. And if you have yours handy and want to put it up on the screen, I can take you through that way because it's like spinning. I think maybe the hard drive is almost full and that's what's doing this.
How would I put it on the screen?
Oh, if you look at, if you open your copy up and you go to the bottom of the screen, there should be a green thing with an up arrow that says share screen.
Share.
Do you see it? Okay.
Take me a second to track it down.
Sure. It's all the way at the bottom.
Oh, to track down my copy.
Oh, to track down your copy. Okay. Meantime, I'm trying to track down my copy of your copy. So it's like not happy. I'm going to get rid of this at Windows Explorer and open it again. I have a feeling based on that, but maybe my hard drive is just over the top full.
Lynn kindly shared a Google Drive directory with me that has
it. Oh, okay. Rose says, did I make the first three? So if you were trying to make the first three and you weren't able to, I will make sure because you went there right away. So I'll make sure.
I sure did.
Yeah. Even if I have to do four, that's okay. Because I know you tried hard. Okay. And Vanessa. All right. So the three that I saw that raised their hands, Rose, Vanessa, and David. Did anybody else like jump on it and try to sign up? Anybody? No. Okay. So you three are in. Okay. Did you find it?
Download. Getting it now.
Okay. No worries. I'm going to see if I just reopened my Windows Explorer and I'm going to go to desktop. Where's my Dropbox? Ooh, this PC. Yeah, something screwy on my drive. Yeah, there's something screwy there. Yeah, see if you can find it otherwise. Oh, it opened. Yay. Client folders, yes. And it should be under labs. Okay, labs. And David. It's slowly turning. Did you find it, David?
I'm looking at it on Google Drive.
Okay, so if you can do share screen.
But it's not downloading. Oh, share, oh, by bringing it up.
Yeah, okay. I can see it on Google Drive if you just say share screen. You don't have to download it. Just hit the share.
Okay.
And then it'll just ask share. You which window you want to share it with, and you just choose that window. Or save whole screen, it doesn't matter.
Where'd it go?
Okay, good. There you go. All right. So I'm going to be, you'll be driving and I'll be guiding. So this is the first page. And it's showing that your testosterone looks good and your estradiol looks good. You're pretty balanced. The testosterone's a little bit higher than the estradiol, which is good. Let's look at your adrenals. Your adrenals, yours is the blue, right? So your cortisol is a little low in the morning. It's a lot low in the morning within the normal range, but it's a little end. And I like to see it at the middle and maybe slightly higher. I don't want you to see too high. Your midday or your second one is, that one is, it's a little lower than midline, right? So I always like to have people at least at midline or, you know, within midline and 75%. But it follows the curve real well and it goes low in the afternoon and nighttime is right in the middle. Are you having any trouble falling asleep?
Last months I've been falling asleep fine. In fact, no control over it. It's just gone, which is unusual for me.
Okay.
Historically.
So it may be that you've been getting this imbalance. So that's mm-hmm. good, right? So if we look at your cortisol here, right in the middle of the range, the total, when we add it all up, that's the free cortisol that's on here, 11.58. Your DHEA is good. And your metabolized cortisol, which is how much you're making and then excreting versus how much you're actually utilizing, and they're balanced. It's really, this is actually balanced a little on the low side. Cortisol is a little on the low side. So we could talk about ways to help to support the adrenal production, which would be things like making sure your vitamin C levels are good, making sure that you're getting enough magnesium and zinc, vitamin C, and those are the main ones, but there might be a B5. So what you can do is the chronometer that Jenny was talking about earlier, and you can look at the chronometer and just make sure that you're getting enough of those things, and you might want to supplement a little bit, like vitamin C.
I take 3 grams of vitamin C a day, and supplement zinc. B5, I'm just adding in. And you mentioned something before the C. Magnesium.
Yeah.
I take 1,200 of magnesium a day in various forms. It's getting there. Okay. My transit time, I just measured it, is 24 to 36 hours.
Okay, so it's a little, 36 is a little on the high side. So...
Well, 24 hours was 24 when good. I saw the charcoal come out.
That's when you saw it. Okay, good. All right, so that sounds pretty good. What I would say, too, is to look at in the adrenal module, there's a guide, and I think it's in either the third or the fourth or the fifth part. That's a guide to adaptogens. And I would look at, you're really just a little bit on the low side. So some of the things that help support, but you don't want stuff that's going to super support. So I wouldn't recommend you do licorice, but you may want to do ashwagandha or rhodiola, unless you're already doing licorice, in which case that tells me that you're already being.
I was beginning to play with it, but then I was starting to take ashwagandha. I stopped all the relevant things 10 days before the test so that they wouldn't influence it.
So that wouldn't influence it. Yeah. So if you were going to take licorice, it would be teeny tiny amounts, and I wouldn't take it. I would just take it in the morning. But I would say licorice is probably not. Well, I would say ashwagandha, tulsi. Could be a good one.
Oh, I just started taking tulsi as tea.
Okay, good. Awesome. Yeah. Those are the ones I would, maybe ginseng in the morning a little bit.
Okay. Well, Sharon mentioned that she got her cortisol down and that gave her more energy throughout the day. I do have day-long energy issues, but it doesn't sound like it's the same as her issue.
No, it's different than hers. Hers was very high, and that was just draining her. Like, she's using up all her gas at the beginning of the day, and then by the end of the day, you're like, oh, right.
I take my thyroid medicine first thing in the morning. About 70 of Armour, and then just a little touch of T3, but I'm changing that back to the T3 sustained release 15. Mm-hmm. And my doctor's suggesting I try the Nature-Throid instead of the Armour because I have evidence that maybe something else will work better. So we'll give that a try.
Yeah, and just pay attention. So scroll down. We're going to skip this next page. I don't like numbers. I like pictures. All right. I like the pictures. Your DHEA and testosterone are good. That's, a little on the lower side of midline, but nothing to really get concerned about.
My doctor suggested supplementing DHEA 25 every day instead of 3 or 4 times a week. So I'm doing that.
Okay. That's a lot of DHEA. And let me tell you why, right? All hormones have what's called a negative feedback loop. If you take too much from the outside, it tells your gland to slow down on production. So when I supplement DHEA, I like to supplement 3 times a day, small amounts. So I may have you take like 2, in this particular case, maybe 2 milligrams or 3 milligrams.
Okay.
3 times a day, right? Once you get in that 25, the gland goes, oh, we're good. We're good. We don't have to make anything.
Yeah.
Good, right? So you don't want to get reliant on that. So that's what I would say. And what I like is these little, I don't have one here, but a company called Biomatrix makes a liquid, and each drop is about 1.2. So if you took 2 to 3 drops of that, 2 to 3 times a day, you're spreading it out over the course of the day, which is what your body naturally does. It doesn't go, let me give you all your DHA now, bam, right? It spreads it out. So you're less likely to develop that. You're also less likely to develop hormone resistance, which is when the cells go, ooh, that's too much. And they put up the blocks similar to insulin resistance.
Yeah, I learned on a few calls ago that that could apply to thyroid as well as insulin.
Could apply to thyroid and to insulin as well. Yep. But it's just a little tiny bit on the low side. When we look at how does your testosterone go down, you're not the concern I would have is VHT. If you were more towards that, if you look at this little thing, it's like, how's your 5-alpha versus beta? You're good. You're in the good range. So DHT is one, the form of testosterone that can be dangerous. And this is why I'm not a big fan of just go on testosterone. You could run the risk if you went on too much testosterone of it getting converted down to estrogen. Right. So when we look at this, your estrogens are not on the high end, although the E1 is a little on the high end compared to the other two. But I've seen men where their testosterone's low, but their estrogen's high. And so what happens if we give them more testosterone? Maybe you're going to make more estrogen.
Oh.
You have to work on this. And I've seen it happen where I've warned people, I'm like, oh, don't take testosterone right now. We got to clean up this pathway. And then sure enough, their doctor got them to take the testosterone and their estrogen went through the roof. Okay. You're not in that situation. Okay. So I'm not concerned. And when I look at the balance here, we look at the 416 and 416 and 2. And 2 is the safe one, the protective one, the green, and you're looking pretty good there. The red is the 4, and you know the range is 7.5 to 11, and yours is 3.5. So you might want to look at increasing your cruciferous vegetables, broccoli sprout powder, things like that that are going to allow your body to make more of the 2 versus the 4. And then if we look here, your methylation pathways look pretty good. That's the only thing. And again, if you were to take more, you got to watch, right? I would recommend a three months. And then we look at this again. So if you're going to take DHEA, great. If you're changing the thyroid, great. Let's look at this in 3 months and see if the changes are in the positive, the way we want them to go versus the not. We can't always predict, right? Because we don't like get in there on the cellular level and see every single microscopic pathway. But given this, I'd like to see you do more cruciferous and more like broccoli sprout powder, which will help to protect you. Because, you know, you're not at this high risk place where some men are, but men can get breast cancer too. And the 4 will predispose to that. So we just want to make sure. So watch the DHEA, do it more in that subtle way versus bam, 25. And, you know, see where that goes.
Okay.
Go to the next page. What I really want to see is, cortisone. Okay. So you've got more of the inactive, the cortisone, than you do of the cortisol, right? So when you look at these, I like to see these two, the cortisone and the cortisol, similar. So yours, if you look at the needles, the cortisone is high, the cortisol is good in the middle. This can have something to do with your thyroid. It could have something to do with thyroid. So I would say, given you're going to switch your thyroid medication, let's relook at this in, look at it in 3 months. I'd also look at No, never mind. No, this, yeah, that's what I would do. I would just look to see how is the effect of taking that thyroid going to have on this.
Okay.
Okay. And then the next page, I want to see your organic acids, and then we'll let you go to your mom's appointment. Ah, wait, you just passed it. Go up. This is the one page I look at the numbers because they don't give us numbers. MMA is within range. That's a metabolite of B12. When it's within range, it means you probably are good in B12. Your B6 metabolites are good. Your glutathione metabolites are good. Your dopamine is at the high end of the range, and your norepinephrine is at the high end of the range, which could be that, you know, you have a tendency towards a little depression or a little lack of motivation. But the B6 is good. The melatonin is good. And the there. So I think this is something we keep an eye on. B6 is fine, so we wouldn't be interested in that. I wouldn't, without knowing your genetics, it may be that you just have a genetic marker that doesn't break down the dopamine as much, right?
Okay.
So I would also look at this and just be a little cautious in supplementing any kind of methylated B vitamins, because when you have one of these genetic SNPs that doesn't allow you to metabolize your dopamine real well, what happens is you can end up with anxiety. So just, I would be careful about that. And you tend to be, I would say, not anxious, but like a hypervigilant. One of these people who's like, okay, I'm going to do this right. Correct?
Yep.
Yep. So I'd just be careful about any kind of methylated B vitamins if you do that, which might, like, you don't seem like you need the B12. But if you're going to do anything methylated, just you move slowly and you notice how you feel. Okay, but overall, this is
pretty good. Methylated means that they're active faster in the body?
Well, it means that there's a methyl group assigned. Mm-hmm. So you can get methylfolate or methyl B12. You can get hydroxy B12, cyano B12.
I've been doing a lot of methylfolate. And possibly B12.
A lot of it?
The folate, probably.
So I would pay attention. Did you go off of these during this?
I don't. It wasn't mentioned in the Dutch paperwork, so I didn't go off those.
It probably wouldn't have been. So without that, it may be that your MMA would be high, meaning low B12. So just pay attention. Right? Maybe even skip a couple of 3 days, 4 days of your methylated Bs and then add them back in and see if you notice any change.
I take a supplement called Dopa Plus that I'd stopped for this. Sounds like I probably don't need that from what you're saying.
Is it a tyrosine containing tyrosine?
I believe so.
And you stopped it during it. So it means that if there was B6 in it, it was fine, high into the range. You may not need it. Or it may be that that's what pushed you up to the high end of the range.
Okay.
So you might not need it at this point.
Okay. I'll look at whether or not I stopped it.
Yeah. Look at whether or not you stopped it. And like anything, you don't just say, stop these supplements. You stop one, you see how you feel, you pay attention to it, you observe. And if you feel worse, okay, then you put it back in. If you feel better, you go, maybe it didn't need it. Or maybe I was taking too much.
There are some days I forget to take my morning supplements and I have energy until I do remember, till about an hour or two after I remember to take them. So I kind of getting a little like there might be some investigative work by eliminating one at a time, taking turns and see
and
if there's one
attention.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But when you mentioned the lack of motivation and focus, that is really probably my biggest challenge right now, getting stuff done and doing the right things at the right time.
So play with that dopamine support supplement.
Okay.
Right. Be off of it for a few days and just make mental notes or keep a diary of level of motivation, 0 to 10, right? Level of anxiety, 0 to 10, and just see what happens when you're on it, see what happens when you're on it, and then go off of it again. Cause it's, you know, scientific process. It may be random, You know what I mean? So play with that. That one I would play with, because if the focus, because that the dopamine is related to that. Okay.
Okay. The other thing is that I'm not sleeping enough. I get wake up once during the night. It used to be because I had to urinate multiple times, but I fixed the hydration problem. And I looked at my wearable app, and I'm sleeping an average of 6.8 hours.
Okay. How do you feel when you wake up?
These days I wake up and I bop out of bed. It's so different from before thyroid, when I just not even wake up all day long. Yeah. But that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I wake up and then I eat and I'm still good. And then I fall off. Sometime between 11 and 2, I have to take like an hour's nap and just like,
okay. So see about adding an adaptogen at that point, because your cortisol is still a little low in that at that time. So something like ashwagandha, ginseng, rhodiola, tulsi, and just kind of play with that. And again, rank it.
Are they fairly fast acting? Does it matter what time of day I take them?
They'll act pretty quickly. So if you take them first thing in the morning, because that's when you're lowest. You're lowest there and you're lowest like at 4 in the afternoon. Okay. And just play with it. A lot of this is trial and error. You look at the test and then you go, okay, what's going to work? Okay.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Thank you. All right. You can hit stop share at the bottom.
I will.
If you don't, I'll
actually at the top. All right.
Okay. Oh, it's at the top. It moved. All right.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
So I want you guys to let me know. I'm going to make a list. I see Carol has her hand up. And thank you, David. So Carol, my pen stopped writing. Let me get a different one. So Carol, who else? I know that Vanessa. Okay, who else had stuff that we wanted you to look at or had questions? All right. So as you go along, you'll figure it out. So we'll go Carol and then Vanessa. So Carol.
Yeah, I didn't know how this worked. So I just got my Lynn had to send me my Dutch Plus test, because I didn't even get anything in the email that I know of. And she reviewed it. So I didn't know if you got a chance, like I said, to review it. And I was just wondering, she gave me some suggestions to look at the adrenal program again and all this other stuff. But I was just wondering what your opinion was on it and what do you recommend me to?
So I didn't get it. I would have to go back, and I'm having trouble getting into my thing. Let me see if I can get in there. Can you?
I couldn't access Google. I don't even know how to access Google. I just have an iPad right now. So
give you a link.
She sent me a PDF file.
All right. So let's see. I should have it here.
If you look in the Google Body Balance 29.
Well, I'm looking on my drive, so I think I found it.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is a BioHealth, Carol. No, I don't see the
Just put it in her Body Balance.
Okay, so it must have just come in. It must have just come in.
No, I put it in there while we were in.
Well, that's what I mean by just come in, because Angelica usually puts them in, and if she was away with us, she wouldn't have put it in.
I have it on my iPhone.
I'm going on the drive, and I'm going to find it here. Body balance. Is it a body balance 219 members?
She's in 2018.
Is there a folder for that? 218 BFF, 218 body balance. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Carol
Dazin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm opening that. It's better than, okay. So assessments, there's one that says 39134 PDF. Okay. I'm going to just rename that so I know what it is.
Yeah, it's 391354 is what Lynn sent me.
I'm going to rename it to say Dutch November 2019. I'm going to put your name on it. Yeah, we have to have a naming convention. Actually, we're having a team meeting on naming conventions. All right, so I will share my screen. And I'm going to open this in a new window. All right, so I will go back to whatever this, something's wrong with my Dropbox folder thing. Okay, so share and interesting. Dropbox, Google Drive, okay. Huh, kind of weird. Okay, so I'm gonna switch. Can you guys see my screen? It says Google Drive. Yes?
No, no.
Okay, share. Basic, okay. Screen one, screen two. Something's really screwy with my, all right, I'm gonna go here. In my full screen, you should see a lot of stuff here, and I'll go my computer. So I may not be able to share my screen. I may have to just talk you through it, but if you have it in front of you. All right, so body balance, Carol Dutch. Okay, how's that? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Carol, you are, how old are you? 58.
I turned 58, yeah.
All right, and you've already gone through menopause? Or are you in the
I never really had any issues with menopause.
Do you get cycles?
No, I mean, I guess, okay, I stopped in my, at like 50, 51.
Okay, so you stopped having cycles. You didn't have a toe.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have the hot flashes or cold sweats or none of this stuff.
All right, so if we look at this, right, this little purple is, and that's the reason I asked you about menopause, this little purple range is where it is good to be in during menopause, and between the two stars is where we'd expect somebody who is premenopausal. So for the progesterone, you're right in the middle of that. For the estrogen, you're kind of low, all right? And your testosterone should be between the two, and your testosterone is very low. So that's, we'll just keep that in mind when we get to the more details.
Okay.
This is your cortisol. So your waking cortisol is super low. It goes way high on the second and the third collections. And then it drops way, way low in the afternoon. And then it's a little on the low side at night. So do you have difficulty sleeping?
Very much so.
Very much so. Okay. All right. So when we look at your cortisol, your total cortisol, the sum of the five values is high. It's on the high end. It's in the high, like 75 percentile, 14.85. Your DHEA is on the low side. So, and then your metabolized, which is how much you're producing versus how much your body's utilizing, is on the low side. So you're basically like a bank account where you keep making withdrawals and not a lot of deposits. Okay. And so you're heading towards, you're making a lot of cortisol during the day. So there's a heightened stress response, but you're going to run out of steam pretty soon. Plus it's been going on for a while because your DHEA is low.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would say you are, you're on in early stages of stage three adrenal fatigue, even though your cortisol sum is high. Your cortisol sum, you may be like, I would say maybe you're stage two and a half and going on to stage three if you want to use that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a range. Okay. So let's look at some of the other numbers. Your energy when you first wake up in the morning. High, low, medium?
I just go sleep. When I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I don't have energy when I wake up.
No energy. Is there a particular time of day when you do have higher energy?
When I wake up, it's like, oh my God, do I have to really get up type of deal? And so, yes, I have to get up. But then once I'm up, then I'm fine.
then you're fine. Do yeah. you take anything, any stimulants, any coffee, tea, caffeinated no. beverages of any kind, any herbs or supplements? I mean, during this, you were told not to, but sometimes.
Okay. No, I didn't take anything. I didn't take anything.
You didn't take anything. Okay.
During this.
All right. So your body's naturally going, whoop. Okay. Something you need, it, you're getting a whole slew of cortisol here. And it may be just like the response of dragging, and you're basically giving yourself a shot of adrenaline to get you going. And then you crash in the late afternoon. Do you find your energy crashes in the late
yeah.
afternoon?
Yeah. I mean, sort of. I mean, I can function, but I mean, like driving home, I'm a 30-minute drive, but driving home is like, oh my God, I'm ready to fall asleep. Yeah. I mean, I'm a therapist. So I'm an occupational therapist. So I mean, so I have energy to do my work at work. And then, yeah, when I come home, then it's like, oh my God, I'm ready. My eyes are droopy. I'm falling asleep. And
do you see that yeah. in this pattern? Right? You're really tired yeah. in the morning. You get this surge and you're good all through the day. And then by the time you're driving home and yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So there's some things we can do here. First of all, supplement wise, what do you take?
I'm so tired of supplements.
So you're not
right now. I mean, I have ashwagandha powder at home. Okay. And I don't take anything. I'm not taking anything except vitamin B12 by Pura Thrive, which is, which has fulvic acid in it. And, okay. Yeah, I'm really not taking, I'm taking the vitamin D. I would recommend here
mm-hmm. to keep you from crashing big time is vitamin C.
Okay.
And maybe 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Liposomal mm-hmm. would be good.
Okay.
All right. And I'd want to do something to just lower the cortisol a little here. I know you don't want to lower your energy, but I think you're just using a lot up here and then there's nothing left at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So something like, I think ashwagandha, cause it can go either way. It can go make you go high if you need it. It can make you go low. I wouldn't do licorice or ginseng at those times. I wouldn't do licorice at all, even in the morning, because you're going so high, it might make you too high. But I would look at something like ashwagandha, and you can do it when you first get up in the morning. Do you
okay.
drink a smoothie, or do you do anything, or do you skip breakfast?
So usually I skip. I mean, if I don't skip, I do a protein shake, plant-based okay. protein shake.
So in your protein shake, put some ashwagandha powder.
Like a tablespoon?
Like a teaspoon.
Teaspoon. Okay.
Yeah. We don't want to overdo it. If you can, then at work, do you have lunch then at work?
You know, not usually.
Not usually.
No, usually I just eat once a day.
And usually that's dinner?
Yes.
Okay. So I would love to see you. And if it's easier to do tincture than powder, since mm-hmm. you're not eating, then you get a tincture, because it's easy to carry in your purse and keep it on your mm-hmm. desk and just go squirt. Do you have access to be able to make like tea while you're at work?
Yeah.
Tulsi tea.
Okay.
There's all kinds of flavors. Okay. Like you can get, I think it's Organic India, and they have okay. Ginger turmeric. Don't get the licorice mm-hmm. one, but the ginger okay. turmeric, or they have like a, you know, lavender, and they have other things like that. Just find
okay. Any flavor except licorice.
Any flavor except the licorice.
Okay.
Yeah. Any flavor except the licorice. Find the one you like the best and
okay.
get out of it. Okay. And you could take mm-hmm. that like mid-morning. You could take it right, you know, when you normally would eat lunch. If it was lunchtime, have a cup of mm-hmm. that tea. And even just adding some chamomile to it. Right. Mm-hmm. So having some chamomile to just calm you during that time, so you're not like you're pushing yourself. Do you not eat because you feel better when you don't eat? Do you not eat from a standpoint of, I want to lose weight, or?
So, anyway, yeah, so I wanted to lose weight, but, you know, because I do the intermittent fasting and all this stuff, but I wanted to lose weight, but that's like impossible for me. It's not happening.
So here's what I would recommend. Play with intermittent fasting to see whether you do better with the early or the late version. And that varies person to person. So play with it like 4 or 5 days where you've been skipping breakfast. Try it where you have something, whether it's breakfast or lunch, you know, sometime earlier, and then make your one meal in the middle of the day, or the early part of the day.
Right.
See how that feels. Here's the thing I've found. I've just discovered a study where they said that a lot of folks who are doing the one meal a day are not losing weight compared to people who are having 2 or 3. Right. Because you're eating, you take the same number of calories, but you're eating it at one meal. And especially if it's the end of the day, that your metabolism slows down accordingly. So play with 2 meals a day, right?
Okay.
And if you want 2 meals a day, you can do, play with how, whether it's early or later. Like it's
easier
when you get home from work to eat, but you might do better. You might start losing weight if you were to eat like at 10 and 4.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just do more smoothies, green smoothies then.
Yeah, you can do that. And you can add some of these to it, right? You can even make like a Tulsi tea with, you know, Tulsi and chamomile even as the base of your smoothie instead of water.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Okay.
The other nutrient that I would consider is B5.
Okay. B5. Okay.
And dose wise, we talk about that in the adrenal program, but like 500 milligrams, 2 or 3 times a day. I mean, if you're not eating 3 times a day, twice might be good. So I'm looking here at your pregnenolone, the precursor progesterone it's within the range. It's within the range for postmenopausal. I just want to see if it's not out of balance with estrogen. The estrogen is actually lower. Do you have symptoms like vaginal dryness, low libido, anything like that?
Pain? No.
Okay.
I just have a lot of facial hair. But other than that, no.
And you're not showing high DHA. In fact, your DHA is lowish. You're not showing high testosterone. Your aromatase activity looks decent. Your 5-alpha reductase, you're just low. This might be perfectly fine. If you were having like symptoms of, you know, vaginal dryness, pain on intercourse, then I would recommend something like an estriol cream, which you can get over the counter. But since you're not, I mean, these are on the low side, so it could affect bone health. So let's look here. Yeah. Okay. You might consider estriol. You can do estriol over the counter. You don't have to get a prescription. There are some creams, but you can also get it from a company called Biomatrix. They have a supplement that's sublingual called Est Adapt.
It's called what?
EST, like estrogen, Est Adapt.
S-E-S-T and adapt.
Adapt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is this estriol, we want the ratio of these three to be such that estriol is higher than the sum of the E1 and the E2, and yours is not, but also because estriol converts to the 16-hydroxy, which protects your bones.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't want to lead you into a place where you have osteoporosis as a result of this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's right. You know, whereas I told David I wanted him to make sure he did, you know, a bunch of, who was it that I talked to? Was it David? That we talked about doing more cruciferous, right? But for you, it's more, your 2-hydroxy is fine. Your 4 is a little on the high side. So I want you to be converting more into this 16. So the ratio is better here. None of these is high. So the 4, where you're at with the 4 is not like a dangerous situation because it's all so low. But if you had like higher levels of these estrogens, that 4, that red part, would be dangerous. So I want to get the balance better to protect your bones.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So just go on. Is that in your site? The supplements in your doctor's site for the S?
Yes, you can go there and they have the S-Tadapt. Yes.
Okay.
The other piece that I would look at is some bone protection herbs that you can take as part of your food. So nettles, really good one. Horsetail, excellent. Alfalfa even. And these three are like real bone protective.
Okay.
Okay. So I would look at, you know, you can, what I do sometimes is I'll take them and I'll grind them up and I'll put them in smoothies. Or you can just get them dry. Mountain Rose Herbs has them dry. Mm-hmm. Your Herbs has them dry. You can get them and then you can just every day, I would take a teaspoon of each.
Okay.
Okay. With the horsetail, this has gotten a little more complicated as I've done more research, is that the horsetail, if you take too much of it in the raw state, like you just take the dried herb and put it in there, it can interfere with vitamin B1. So typically what I have people do is make a tea from the horsetail. Take a jar, put some horsetail in it, a ratio of about 1 teaspoon per cup of water. So a jar like this would be 4 teaspoons of horsetail and 3 cups of water. Put the hot water in, let it sit overnight. Now you've got 4 days worth.
Oh, okay.
Right? And you stick part of it in, a quarter of it in your smoothie every day.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help you protect your bones. We have this thing called eating for bone health. I don't think it's it's not in Body Balance. It's in ERC. So if you go to my website, drritamarie.com, and look at we have a video page. Just look for eating for bone health.
Okay.
Okay. And you can get that. It's like $20 or $27 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It has this really nice video and food and recipes and all sorts of stuff to protect your bones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And then quick question. Do I need to get a bone analysis to see?
If you've not had one, there's two ways you can go. You can get the bone scan, right? The regular, you know, bone density scan.
Right. That'll
tell you where you are right now. And the other thing, like once you get that, you know, it's not worth redoing it for 6 months to a year, but you can get a test called NTX.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And most labs like Direct Labs or, the one that we use, runmylabs.com. It's work. And they, both of those usually have it. The other option is, you know, you need a doctor to order it for the OsteoNex from Genova. But that'll give you an idea of how your body, whether your body's in more bone breakdown mode or more bone building mode. So even if, you know, bone density test is not going to show, like if you take action today and you make some changes, you're not going to see much for 6 months to a year.
Right.
If you take this chemical test, you can see change pretty quickly.
The NTX test?
You'll know if you're in the right direction. And you might think, oh, maybe I need to have more nettles. Maybe I need to have more horsetail. Maybe I need to do more, like maybe strontium or some other nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So that's what I would look at. So if you want to do a bone density account, if you don't, then what I would do is just get the NTX test.
Okay.
And then whatever it's saying, if you're moving in the wrong direction, I would wait to do it because I think based on this, I'd like to see you do these things for about a month.
You know? Okay.
Okay. And then go back and test it. And if you still need more, you go back and go, okay, which of these bone improving? We have bones don't break crackers in there. And we have all kinds of bones don't break smoothies. And, you know, it's really bone strengthening recipes.
Okay? Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
And
quick question. Okay, do I need to take an adrenal supplement? Because you said before, the last time we talked, that you would recommend an adrenal supplement.
Yeah, so that's why I said the ashwagandha.
Oh, the ashwagandha, that
the
would
rhodiola,
be
it. Okay,
because you said something about adrenal something that somebody was taking that worked really good for her to help her sleep. So,
well, since you're having trouble sleeping, that supplement's probably not the right one because, your number's here. I mean, I would be more looking at some of that
ashwagandha.
Stuff, ashwagandha,
because
I don't see that you have high cortisol then. That needs to be brought down.
Or rodeo. Okay.
Rodeo. Okay. No, I wouldn't do rodeo at bedtime. You could try Shizandra berry at bedtime. You could try ashwagandha. And again, it might be trial and error. And if you go to the module, there's a whole set and you can read about the calming herbs, the calming in the page one or two.
Okay.
And then, but they'll tell you other things. So you go, oh yeah, I also have had kidney problems, or I've also had lung problems, or I've also had sinus problems. And then you can kind of pick the ones that work best for you.
Okay. And on the Keto Mojo, to see if real quick, because I did the Keto Mojo, it took me a day and like 1 day and like 8 hours to, and my levels were at 1.4. Is that fasting?
That's very good. No, that's good. So that was fasting a day?
So I did a fast. I did a fasting of a day. Well, I did a 2-day fast and I wanted to see. So the first day, my levels were just a 3. And then the second day, well, after a day and 8 hours, I checked it, and it was 1.4, my
keto mojo. So it was 1.3 when you first checked it, or 0.3?
No, just 0.3.
0.3. So, yeah, you weren't even in ketosis. So it took you about a day and a half of fasting to get into ketosis.
Okay. So ketosis is anything above 1?
Above 0.5.
Oh, above 0.5. Yes. Okay, it's ketosis. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, bless you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so I'm going to find, I don't want to run out of time here. I'm going to find Vanessa's. Okay, where's my, okay. Okay, so Vanessa, oh, I shouldn't have unshared. I'll just look here. All right, so I'm going to find Vanessa. Yours would be in the 2019.
I also put a link to it in the chat if that helps you.
Oh, yeah, that does probably better than this, but I think I just got it. Vanessa, you would be at the bottom. Vanessa. Okay. And there's your Dutch. I got your Dutch. And we'll go open in a new tab. Okay, let me do a share. You guys are going to be experts at touch tests by the end of this. You could tell me by the end of this what's going on for you. Okay, let's see. Okay, do you see it?
I do.
All right. So your progesterone, do you take progesterone cream or supplementation?
I do some cream. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's working. Okay. Your testosterone's super low.
That up.
And are you less menstrual? So you are menstruating.
Yeah.
Are you starting to get near? You're not, because you're too young. Well, you might not. Yeah. You're probably a good 5 years away. All right. So your estrogen's super low. Super low. So we'll go look to see what the balance is over there. Your adrenals, you know, not terrible. You've got a similar curve, a little low in the morning. Do you have low energy in the morning?
I have that sleeping issue where I wake up at 4-ish. But I used to, you know, be dependent on coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this was without coffee, without stimulants for the whatever length of time
they test.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Okay.
Back then, that was in May.
Oh, this was in May.
Do the stimulants affect the results?
Based on what I'm seeing here, you probably aren't. I don't see that there's like a big, like, that's why I asked Carol about hers. Because hers jumped up so high, it's like, did you do caffeine in there to get that?
I think I was back to caffeine because I did.
You might have been
caffeine until April. I kind of fell off the bandwagon, and
okay,
so that might be with caffeine.
This might be with caffeine. I mean, the instructions do say not to do caffeine for a few days, so I don't know how good you are at following the instructions. But
if I read,
so probably not well.
What's that?
I said you're an entrepreneur, so probably not good.
Well, I read them,
If it was clear and blatant, then I
would have said don't have coffee.
Yeah.
Right. I don't, it doesn't look to me. And if it does, if you were, then you're like super depleted. Okay. But if this is not on caffeine, you're low in the first thing in the morning. You're right in the middle of the range in the middle of the day. You don't go down as high. So afternoon, do you get like a second wind in the late afternoon, evening?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I hit a wall. Like a couple days ago, I hit a wall. Like at 5:30, especially when I'm doing back-to-back sales calls.
Mm-hmm.
But the morning, probably that I, especially when I was drinking coffee, it was like, oh, I gotta have coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and fall, so you're not having trouble falling asleep, you're having trouble staying asleep. Is that correct? Or you were? Yeah, I mean, because like, it's different. This was 6 months ago.
Well, it's been years, honestly, the sleep issue. So I've, like, my normal pattern is I have no problem going to sleep. I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I'll stay in bed. Maybe I'll pick up my phone, which I probably shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may stay awake for an hour to 2 hours. And then I go back to sleep till like 7 a.m. maybe, till my kids need to get out.
Okay. So what I'm seeing here is your DHA is decent. Your cortisol, your testosterone is super low. So there may be an issue with conversion from DHA to testosterone. We'll look at that on the other page. Progesterone is very good. So that's probably because you're taking it. Your cortisol, your total cortisol is on the, in the higher end, but your metabolized is low. So like I said, it's like you're withdrawing from the bank account and not adding back to it. So we got to, you know, and this might be the other direction too, though, right? Because if you've been in the adrenal fatigue, because this is 6 months ago, you know, it's not real accurate right now. So this is what I would, let me go through the rest of it and we'll see what I want to recommend here. Yeah, DHEA, testosterone. So there's no problem with this aromatase thing. 5-beta preference. Progesterone, estrone, estradiol, estriol. Okay, so you see these three estrogens, E1, E2, E3?
Uh-huh.
The estriol should be equal to or greater than the sum of these two. So you can see you're out of balance there. These are higher in the range, still low. But the estriol is higher, is lower than it should be. You're in the menopausal range for your estriol. Do you have any trouble with vaginal dryness, libido, pain on intercourse?
Vaginal dryness and pain, no. I have not had libido like for a while since my adrenal fatigue.
Okay. All right. So we may be able to help you with that here. Similar to what I just told Carol on the bone, I'm concerned about your low level of 16 because it's protective of your bone. I again think that estadapt, the BioHealth Estadapt, could be very helpful here for the estriol. Now, there's a couple ways you can take it. It says it's topical. So you can take it topical. The way I would recommend topical on that would be on the vulva. So you're basically going to take the number of drops. I can't remember what the number of drops is per dose, but you'll put it on your finger and then rub it on your vulva. Don't have it right before having sex because, you know, you want to get your male into estrogen. Not a good idea. But I would recommend that and do the dosing that they recommend on there about 3 times a day.
That you said it's BioHealth Estradapt?
Yeah, S-E-S-T, adapt, A-D-A-P-T. Okay. And as far as I want to see you protecting your bones. So similar to what I just said to Carol is go for the nettles, horsetail, alfalfa, And in a similar way, you can put like a teaspoon of nettles and a teaspoon of alfalfa, and then make a little tea with the horsetail, just to make sure that you don't affect your B1 status. Okay, your 4-hydroxy, which is the more, you know, one that we're concerned about, is in a good percentage. So I'm not concerned about that one. Also, given it's everything so low, I don't think it puts you at high risk. So, but mainly the bone is where I'm seeing needing protection here. This is a more unusual pattern where you're high on this 5-beta. I know this doesn't all make sense to everybody, but there may be some liver toxicity stuff. Like your liver may need to do some cleansing, clearing. There may be some congestion.
Would that person you were talking about at the beginning of the call be a good reference for that?
Yes, she's actually doing that starting in a week and a half or 2 weeks. Let me see if I can find that link. I promised you guys I would find it. My sites, go in the back end. I'm pretty sure it was like drritamarie.com/liver cleanse, but I don't remember exactly. All right. Pretty sure it was. I have just too many links to try to remember. I can remember biochemical pathways real well, but get me to remember links and I'm kind of confused. Okay, ClickFunnels, Pretty Links, here we go. Pretty Links, okay, that'll get me. It should be right there. Here we go. I'm going to copy the link and I'm going to put it in the chat. Yeah, it's just drritamarie.com/liver cleanse. Okay. Yeah, that could be really, really helpful. Really super helpful. Whoops, I'm on the wrong one. Here we go. And again, your methylation looks good. So I'm not concerned about that so much. Your protective estrogen is good. I think we just need to get this 16 up. Sometimes iodine is low when we're low here. I don't know if you've ever looked at iodine, and an iodine load test might be a good test for you to do. I'm not a big fan of, because I don't have your blood chemistry, but you know what? When we do our 30-minute call, I'll have you upload to me any labs you've done, any like a thyroid lab. And if you haven't, I'll look at your labs before we meet. And if there's anything I think you need that it would help me to help you know about the iodine, know about the thyroid.
The last time I did labs was when you had that guy, that doctor on with the Run My Labs link.
Mm-hmm.
So is that current enough?
How long ago was that?
I want to say it was maybe like February timeframe.
February. Let me look at those and I may, and you know, based on what I see there, I may have you do something again.
Okay.
But I'll look at that before we set up our private call.
Okay.
Okay. Because I want to make sure I give you the best I can in that call. Okay. And I don't like to just tell people to up their iodine, because if you have an autoimmune, if you have any antibodies to your thyroid, it could aggravate it. Not necessarily. That's why I'd want you to run an iodine load test before that.
Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in the meantime, support your bones. That Eating for Bone Health class on the site. Download that, get some of those recipes. If you go to my blog and just type Bone Health, there's probably some stuff out there. Where else do I have bone stuff? Mainly that's it, because that's a really good little course. It's like a 3-hour course that we videotaped. And lots of great recipes in there for helping you support your bones. But in the meantime, nettles, horsetail, alfalfa, I have literally had people reverse from on their bone density, looks better in 6 to 9 months. And in fact, somebody that I did that with years ago, she was a good friend of mine and we visited a while. She goes, you know, I went back into the doctor and he said he's shocked that I never had to go on Fosamax 10 years later. And she goes, all I did was all that stuff you told me to do.
Wow.
So it makes a difference in supporting your bones. Okay, let's look at your, I want to look see how we're doing on time because I could get caught up in this for hours. Within range 1, 2, your B6, you might be a little low on glutathione. Again, that's something with the liver, right? The liver makes glutathione. Within range, melatonin. Okay, so this might help you a lot with the sleep. Your melatonin is at the low end of the range. I would look at a low dose melatonin supplement, preferably a liquid that you could just gradually increase it because you don't want to take too much.
Like how much?
I would say start with 500 milligrams, right? And take it, since you're having trouble with waking up, take it right around bedtime.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you wake up again in the middle of the night, just take a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay. My son, who used to have a terrible time falling asleep, he'd always be worried about this and worried about tests and worried about whatever. He discovered melatonin and he's my little scientist at 25. He writes back to me, well, I discovered that I tried this melatonin supplement. It was 3 grams and it was way too much for me. And I couldn't get up in the morning and I was like a zombie, but 500 milligrams seems to be just the right amount. And it makes sense because what I was saying earlier about taking too much of a hormone, I think it was with David on the DHEA, it causes that negative feedback loop and the body goes, oh, melatonin, we're good. And then you don't make any of your own, right? And then you get dependent on this supplement. So I would start with like 500 milligrams. It's well, your B6 looks okay. It's possible that, you know, you're low in serotonin as well. These are within range. That's where I would start. I would start there and let's just see to get you some relief. Mm-hmm. Right. So melatonin, about 500 milligrams at bedtime. Get a liquid because if you find that, it's a little bit better, but not quite, you might up it a little bit. But with a liquid, you could just take it a little bit as opposed to if it's a capsule. There's nothing.
Yeah, right now I have capsules I think are like 3 milligrams.
That's a lot. Yeah. Does it work?
Well, I haven't been taking it.
Okay. It's kind of a lot.
Okay.
You might try opening them and taking a little bit under your tongue. And just build it up.
Okay.
And for all you know, 3 might be your dose, 6 might be your dose.
Okay. Right?
But this is, it's definitely low. So I don't like giving people melatonin unless we know they are low or really cleanly suspicious. But that's the only thing off on this organic acid, right? You're not toxic. You don't have this oxidative stress stuff. But it's mainly this, it's mainly this and the glutathione. So with glutathione, you can do, you can get liquid glutathione, liposomal glutathione. Seeking Health has a really nice one. And you just start low and work your way up to the recommended dose. And that'll help support.
I used to sell with a network marketing company, a glutathione product.
There's one that actually, it's not glutathione itself, but it promotes glutathione. It helps you to make more. There's Protandim is one. And there's another one. Comes
it
in
was Max Chicksell, but Dr. Scott Keller is the doctor. And The company went out of business, but you can still get it direct from the doctor. That's the one we've purchased. I haven't been taking it for a while, but.
If you have it, try it.
Okay.
The only concern I have with glutathione, if you take too much without knowing your genetics, without looking at those pathways, if you take too much, again, you have that negative feedback and then you have too much sulfur that builds up. And then you can get some weird, weird kind of symptoms, you know, like people who have too much MSG or too much, what's that called? Like when you eat dried foods that have sulfur, and some people get like major headaches and really bad stuff. So just pay attention to how it feels. You don't want to take too much. And that's why I usually like to go, I'm a big liquid fan because I can titrate and control the amounts. Okay. And I think as far as the adrenal, I think the melatonin is a biggie. Cortisol's a little high. Right. I'm just going back to the first page. Have you ever tried magnolia for getting to sleep and staying asleep? That's something too, that's a possibility. It also helps with blood sugar balance and mood. And you can get it as a liquid, you can get it as a tincture, and you just play with that at bedtime and see if that helps. But start with the melatonin because it's clear that that's what you need.
Okay. Great. And is there anything, any recommendations for the estrogen being low and testosterone low?
Yeah. So as far as the testosterone, let me look at the pathway, because you've got enough DHEA and you're not converting to testosterone. For the estrogen, I would get the Estadapt.
Yeah.
Okay. For, let me just look at this picture. This picture is the crazy one. DHEA, all right. So the progesterone could be decreasing the conversion from DHEA to testosterone. How much do you take of that?
Just one pump.
One pump once a day?
I try to do it once a day. I'm infrequent.
Infrequent. Okay. Do you do it just during certain parts of your cycle?
I don't do it during my cycle, the week of my cycle, the 5 days or so.
Okay. So try doing that somewhere around, and this thing is usually taken about day 21, though, this test, right? Did they tell you to wait?
Yeah. And I did. I waited.
You did. Okay. So, you might try taking the progesterone, just starting it around day 10,
okay,
or day 26. You have a typical 28-day cycle, or is it shorter?
26.
26. Okay, so take it from day 9 through 24.
Okay.
Okay? Let's see if that makes a difference. Because the but it's progestins, not... Yeah, that may not be making a difference, but in general, I just prefer you take progesterone in the timing that your body would normally be producing it. I'm looking to see. There's testosterone, 5-hydroxy. Okay. Yeah, you don't drink, right? You're not drinking alcohol right now?
No.
No. Okay, so it wouldn't be that. Yeah, I'm not sure, other than your body is saying we need DHEA more than we need testosterone.
The other thing I've read that keeps testosterone low is stress.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then like weightlifting, does that help?
Weightlifting could cause your body to say, hey, we need more. And you do have the raw material to make it. The other thing that you could try, there's this thing called pine pollen extract. And it actually has some testosterone, you know, plant-based, but it's testosterone in it and helps you to make more testosterone. You can just get it as a little tincture or powder.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. All right. Let me just check my timing. I could, like I said, I can miss my other calls if I just get, I love doing this kind of thing. And let me just see what my timing is. And I may have another call that I have to go on to. Oh, shoot. Jenny, are you still on this call? I don't realize. Okay, so I do need to get off. If you have other questions that we haven't handled, and let me text Jenny. Let's see. If we have any, I'm just looking to see on the calendar when our office hours call is. So we're in that this first week. Next week, Tuesday, is it? Tuesday, email, Jenny, website, Tuesday vital. So week after next, like on the week of the 18th, I think we have office hours. Where's our office hours call? Why am I missing it? All right, let's go backwards. Maybe here's the vital. Those of you in vital, there's a vital Q&A call the 21st. Your INE office hours. Where the heck is this office hours call? Oh, here it is. Next Tuesday. Next Tuesday at 10:30. So if you have any questions that we've you want answered, or you have follow-up questions after this, 10:30 Central, which would be early, 8:30 in the morning Pacific. But we'll have another call. Okay. Oh, Sharon, do you have a quick question, or what was yours? Because I'm late for another call. Unmute. Okay.
I had the question for tips for just jet lag. I can post that on the Facebook page.
Post it on the page, and we could, yeah. Okay.
But just going back to this membership, or the annual membership.
Yeah.
If we don't sign up for that, or if we decide, we haven't decided at this point, how long do we have to decide if we want to sign up for that?
You have till you decide, right? Okay. But you'll miss out on some of the early bonuses. So some of the earlier bonuses, which are whatever was on there. Yeah.
And if I opt not to sign up for that annual membership, can I still book coaching sessions if I choose to? Like pay for coaching sessions?
Yes. We have a, usually what we do is we'll have one, you can pay for one coaching session, and then we have a package. So we'll sell a package of coaching sessions, not with me. Because I only coach people in our ERC program, and I don't even coach all that many of those, but definitely with like Lynn or somebody else that's one of our certified coaches.
Okay. So I still have access to doing that.
You could still have access to doing that. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So that might be what you prefer to do versus, you know, the group stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, so I don't see any. I see that there's several Dutch tests, as Cindy wanted to know. And there's, I would say the Dutch Complete is the one. That's the best one. That's what we were just doing, the Dutch Complete. Vanessa put her thing in. Oh, okay. Thank you for putting out positive. Okay, cool. All right. If there's anything else in here, I'm just going to do a copy paste of this, this chat. If there's anything else in here that, you know, you asked or and I missed, I'll go ahead and post it to the Facebook group. Okay. All right. How's everybody doing? Good. All right. Take care.
Bye. Love you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.